Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, breaking news. It shouldn't have to be this way, but do you guys want to see Catholic bishops flaming the President of the United States? Because number one, he's an absolute poser, and he doesn't have a single religious bone in his body. But number two, because he couldn't even wait 3 days after the Pope's funeral to post an AI-generated photo of himself, an AI-generated photo of Trump as the new Pope. That's right, the President of the United States posted an AI-generated photo of himself as the Pope only a few days after the Pope's funeral, which caused a lot of outrage, even among his own supporters. I'll get to that in 1 second, but as I was doing research, I came across this Truth Social post from Trump. He said on his 100-day anniversary, "When Americans evaluate a presidency, we ask a simple question. Am I better off now than I was before?" And I can make the argument that you're not for 100 reasons, but we'll let his own supporters on Truth Social do it. Someone said, "The clear response from the people is that they're far worse off today than when Donnie stepped into the Oval Office. The midterms are going to be a disaster for Donnie." Someone said, "Nope, and it's the stock market crashing." Someone said, "Am I better off now? F no. You're choosing to make us pay more for supplies. This recent bill cost me $500 because of your vendetta with Canada. You're an effing nitwit. Consumers are paying tariffs." We've seen multiple stories of Trump-supporting businesses paying Customs and Border Patrol an absurd amount of money, hundreds of thousands of dollars in duties. Someone said, "Am I better off than I was before? Not even close. Thanks to Trump, the cancer study my spouse was right in the middle of stopped abruptly. My daughter-in-law lost her job as a school counselor because they lost federal funding. And my grandson, who was autistic, lost his para at school because he took the federal funding away." Someone said, "But didn't you say this is just a Biden's economy? I'm confused." Someone else said, "Everyone is worse off. You are tanking our economy while you and your buddies line your pockets." Someone said, "Currently not better off." I mean, it's a very simple argument to make. Not only has Donald Trump done a self-inflicted economic shockwave where it wasn't necessary, the economy was fine. I mean, yes, there is wealth inequality. There were problems, but by all means, Biden had stuck the soft landing and Trump is shaking that up. Now, this is the photo Trump posted with the official White House and POTUS account on Instagram and Twitter. It's a meme of him as the Pope only a few days after the Pope's funeral. Incredibly disrespectful. I'm not religious, but I feel like anybody who is religious should be incredibly, incredibly disrespected. And someone said, "Wow, I voted for you 3 times, but you are making it very difficult to keep supporting you. If you're just finding out what kind of person he is now, I'm sorry, but you are very, very, very far behind." And this brings us on to the main story where multiple Catholic bishops came out and warned the president, "Do not mock us." And I've always wondered, to Trump supporters out there, which Bible verse says you're supposed to amass great wealth without redistributing a penny of it? Which Bible verse says you're supposed to come up with nicknames for thy neighbor and shit on thy enemy all of the time? Oh, I love the Bible verse that says you can grab women by the you-know-what because they let you do it, and the Bible verse that says you should evict the poor and mock the weak whenever you possibly get a chance, because that's all that Trump's done. It's not very Christ-like of him whatsoever, but this reads, "New York's Catholic bishops, led by Trump's favorite cardinal, sharply rebuked the president over an AI-generated photo he posted of himself as the Pope." Again, this is led by one of Trump's favorite cardinals. Quote, "There is nothing clever or funny about this image, Mr. President," says the New York Catholic Conference. "We just buried our beloved Pope Francis, and the cardinals are about to enter a solemn conclave to elect a new successor of St. Peter. Do not mock us." Trump, who is a non-Catholic, posted an AI-generated photo of himself in white robes on Truth Social and Instagram and Twitter on Friday. The White House's official X account later posted the photo. Asked earlier this week who should replace the late Pope Francis, who died last month, Trump joked that it should be him. And, you know, even Lindsey Graham made a long post about how the next pope should be Trump. Let me explain the political strategy that they're doing. It is simply Steve Bannon's flooding the zone. We currently live in an attention economy. Everybody is vying for the attention of the public. For example, look at Elon Musk. And this part is important, so make sure you stick around to the end. By the way, if you made it this far in the video, drop some blue hearts. Make sure you drop a like to help support. And a lot of people say, you know, I've been watching your channel for a while, but I didn't realize that I never actually scrolled down and clicked subscribe. But going back to what I was saying, we live in the attention economy. I don't even want this photo of Trump on the screen as the Pope. It's so disgusting. We live in the attention economy. So when Elon Musk is gaining power, it's not solely because he's the richest man in the world. It's also because he is gaining the most attention out of anybody else in the world. He is beating basically every mainstream media platform just based on his insane amount of tweets every single day. So attention is the key. That's what Trump is good at doing. Trump is good at gaining attention. He didn't win the Republican primaries because he did the debates, because he spent more than other candidates. Trump won the Republican primary because he dominated attention. So bringing it back to the main point here, all of these red herrings are intentional red herrings, distractions away from the main point. Part of the reason I made this video, number one, is because Catholic bishops are starting to come out, and this could influence the way many Catholics and Trump supporters think. But number two, because I want to explain this attention economy phenomenon. And you know, a lot of people are going to find this controversial, but I truly think that when Steve Bannon goes on TV, as he has been over the past few months, and says he wants Trump to run in 2028, Steve Bannon is solely just manipulating the media and trying to distract away from the economy, from tariffs, from Signalgate, from Ukraine, from Putin taking advantage of Trump and eating his lunch, from the 100 things that Trump is doing wrong. Steve Bannon is trying to distract. Now, I understand that Trump is also floating the Trump 2028 stuff, as he has been for years, but again, I don't think Trump is actually gearing up to campaign. Yes, I was at his rally the other day, but he's not actually gearing up for another run. He's trying to dominate the attention economy with so many stories related to the Pope in 2028 that we're not even able to keep up. So, quote, "I must say, we have a cardinal that happens to be out of a place called New York who's very good, so we'll see what happens." Now, Dolan, the person who Trump endorsed, is the leader of the New York Conference of Bishops, which condemned Trump over the post. It's the exact same conference I was just reading from. The 75-year-old cardinal has long been an ally of Trump, but I'm sure he wasn't happy. Dolan delivered a prayer at both Trump's presidential inauguration, yikes, and in 2020, Trump called Dolan, quote, "a great friend of mine." But then they had to rebuke Trump. They had no choice. J.D. Vance even gave a response. So Bill Kristol said, "Hey, J.D. Vance, you fine with this disrespect and mocking of the Holy Father?" And J.D. Vance said, "As a general rule, I'm fine with people telling jokes and not fine with people starting stupid wars that kill thousands of my countrymen." Someone said, "You'll be fine when Trump does it. You'll love it. You'll thank him for the stupid war," referring to Trump's urge to annex our next door neighbors. Someone said, "Why is your president threatening Iran with a stupid war?" Someone said, "All right, at the rate your boss is going, it looks like they want to send American boys and girls into war." And it's absolutely wild. "We just buried our Pope," says Christopher Hale. "Why do you let the President of the United States mock our shared faith in Jesus Christ? Will you stop cowering and stand up for once?" I can almost guarantee that no, it will not stand up for once. I will leave it at that. Make sure you drop a like, subscribe. You can become a member below. I'll see you all in the next video, and peace out.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.